K-pop culture, the power of 6.7 billion tweets by Bashar Ladele, 28th of June 2021. K-pop's global army of fans have used technology to connect with their favorite artists in the past 2 decades and have changed the internet for everyone. Content warning, suicide. Korean pop music, K-pop, has become a global phenomenon, and the use of social media within its fan or stan culture has only amplified it. From Twitter to TikTok, fans and K-pop idols have harnessed social media platforms and are practically everywhere. Think BTS, Twice, Red Velvet, Shinichide, and more. Riding alongside the internet and social media, K-pop has been growing for over 2 decades. In 2019, BTS were the world's top earning touring group with 1.6 million attendees during the course of 42 shows in 2018 to 2019. According to Forbes, the Korean septet outgrossed legacy rock acts like the Rolling Stones, Metallica, Kiss, and even the Backstreet Boys. In addition, BTS are officially the most streamed group of all time on Spotify, with over 16.3 billion plays across their singles and albums. The K-pop industry is worth billions to the South Korean economy. A surge in new technology and online platforms, including the dedicated Korean fan site Weverse, combined with rider lifestyles, has cultivated a space for K-pop followers to interact with their favorite idols. These forms of online access have significantly reduced the necessity for geographical proximity, but they also reduce the crucial boundaries between the fans and their idols. The Beatles of the YouTube generation. Dubbed the world's top recording artist by the IFPI, with an estimated 90 million fans across the globe, BTS have praised social media for one of their key tools for success, and have won the top social artist at the Billboard Music Awards 5 consecutive times. BTS are a Grammy-nominated Korean septet who constantly break records. Their first English song, Dynamite, went double platinum, and their 2020 album, Map of the Soul 7, was the only pop album to go platinum that year. They are one of the most successful groups of the decade and the undisputed kings of social media. In honor of their 8-year anniversary on June the 13th, 2-day festival and online concert, Monster Suzu 2021 was streamed by 1.33 million paid viewers in a total of 195 countries. Their most recent tour, the Love Yourself World Tour, attracted an audience of 2 million over the course of 14 months. From having 19 out of the 30 most retweeted tweets on Twitter, breaking records as usual, BTS utilize social media like many celebrities by posting regular selfies and videos. They also regularly interact with fans on exclusive platforms using Weverse and live video streaming site VLive along with other K-pop groups. With Weverse providing tons of content from Run BTS, Bon Voyage, In The Soup and many more, fans are constantly engaged with their favorite celebrities even beyond performances. Fast Company noted that Weverse has over 1.4 million users, and Weverse Shop, where fans purchase merchandise, has over 1.8 million users from 200 countries. In a Billboard interview, Ban Ji-hyuk, the founder of HYBE Corporation and Big Hit Music, who manage BTS, credited social media as one of the reasons for the success of BTS. He noted that we exchange the same content, sensations, and enthusiasm through that very same technology. BTS, which came from a small production company here in a country in Eastern Asia, has resonated with the world. He continued, global audiences have become fanatical about the music videos where Korean singers sing in Korean language and dance. Globally, the lyrics, dialogues, and messages of BTS are translated and shared worldwide, which has made BTS into the Beatles of the YouTube generation and a hero at the periphery. Conversely, the success of BTS has proved the existence and value of YouTube technology. International fans. Elham Mohammed, Liv Fitzsimmons are the visionaries behind the First 9 podcast, exploring all forms of fan culture. I would define fan culture as being really into an artist to the point that you want to know more about them. Not only listen to their music, but you want to follow them on social media, you want to go on multiple tour dates, you want to buy all the merchandise, Liv says. But then with K-pop, I think there's a difference because there's so much more content that is consumed. You buy the light sticks, you watch the variety shows, you participate in the Selka days, designated days involving fans imitating photographs of their favorite celebrities, you buy the albums. K-pop encourages fans to actively participate in and consume the content. It's common for fans to purchase albums on CD, even if they have no means of playing them, and to enter lottery ticket ballots for a tiny chance to meet their favorite celebrities. Live streams and a focus on digital content means international fans can actively participate from the other side of the world. Leo and Elham note that many of these practices international K-pop fans participate in are literally foreign concepts. I think that is super important that if we are international fans occupying the space online and supporting these artists, that we do be respectful of their culture, Elham says. Technology also enables this process of learning. Fan translating accounts from Korean to English as well as other languages allow international fans to engage in real time. Initially, there weren't any subtitles when engaging with Korean content until fans stepped up, contributing to the globalization of K-pop even further just by using their social media accounts. I think this is a sign of fandoms getting smarter, Elham says. We know that technology continues to get smarter and be more developed, so it's just fans evolving as technology does. The power to change the internet. K-pop fans are able to manipulate and dominate the social media conversation when taken seriously, just by the volume of tweets and content produced. Fan cams, collections of fan-created videos of a specific K-pop idol, are curated, produced and edited by fans. Often they illustrate fans' bias towards their favorite member of a group, giving them the opportunity to focus on their favorite artists in performances. Though female K-pop idols are often objectified on fan cams, where there are obvious sexual undertones. Fan cams create vast amounts of content for a group's international fans, and fans also host birthday parties and charity drives for their favorite celebrities. For BTS member Kim Taeyong's birthday in December, fans celebrated by having an LED show for him on the Burj Khalifa. It's not uncommon to see fan cams littered under trending posts on Twitter in a bid to promote their favorite K-pop artists. Yong Jung Kim, Twitter's head of global K-pop partnerships, noted that K-pop Twitter generated over 6.7 billion tweets globally in 2020, ranging from topics on social justice to discussing favorite songs. Fan sites and fan accounts have garnered thousands of followers with daily and consistent content, testament to fans' impressive dedication. Often, these fan sites and accounts exist solely for the purpose of following particular celebrity or groups, such as Joyce Youngpics on Twitter, which posts daily content of Red Velvet's Park Soo-young, also known as Joy. Where's the peak of fandom? Liv asks. Because I thought the peak of fandom was One Direction. Now I'm like, oh my god, BTS is the biggest fandom in the world. Where's BTS peak? I don't think there ever will be one, because after BTS there'll be another BTS. Another group just as big. There's another artist all the time, and all these people are breaking records. By sustaining the practice of posting fan cams, be it from concerts or even airports, plays into the one-sided parasocial relationships that the K-pop industry has significantly exploited. K-pop idols are often marketed as role models that can do no wrong, your best friend. Due to this and the exposure fans have, it's easy to see celebrities as people you know when this isn't necessarily true. Often, the strategic fans behind these fan cams are the best marketers and social media managers, from organizing fan meetings with one another to fundraising. For instance, during the NSYS movement, Nigerian fans of BTS, known as ARMYs, organized a fundraising initiative to support protesters. Furthermore, during the Black Lives Matter uprising during the summer of 2020, K-pop fans mobilized and flooded racist hashtags with fan cams and memes and bought out tickets for a Trump rally. When it comes to stan activism or any type of online vigilantism, K-pop fans harness Twitter like no other. Fan favorite Shiny, dubbed the Princess of K-pop, changed the internet forever following the suicide of lead vocalist Jonghyun in 2017. Faced by the possibility of Jonghyun's Twitter account being deactivated and losing all the content, memories and interactions, fans mobilized globally to lobby the social media platform and change Twitter's policy of deleting inactive accounts. In reaction to Jonghyun's suicide, the hashtag #LeaderWallJonghyun trended on Twitter. Years later, fans still post daily content about him as an artist and as a person. On the second anniversary of his death in 2019, Jung Hyun trended worldwide as fans honored his legacy. Sasaengs and pylons. There's a Korean word for fans who go too far, sasaengs or stalker fans. They may endanger their favorite K-pop artists just to get their attention or by sharing their location to other fans for a price. Naeon from Twice had encounters with a German stalker who wanted to profess his love for her by boarding her flight from Japan to Korea. It has become so bad that entertainment companies such as HYBE have publicly published names and details of blacklisted sasaengs. K-pop artists are constantly under surveillance from both fans and their management to maintain their authentic yet unproblematic personas, which are often dictated by the entertainment companies. Often, K-pop idols share further details of their lives to foster an emotional connection with their fans. This process of authentication can lead to profit for K-pop companies because fans are more willing to spend money on the idols that they worship. This may come at the expense of the K-pop artist's privacy and sanity. Regardless, fans will spend money. Retaliation against negative comments about favorite K-pop idols has also cultivated some nasty and sometimes scary fan attitudes. That include online doxing, publicly revealing sensitive information such as someone's address or phone number, online pylons in which fans attack other fans often generate comments that are racist, ableist, xenophobic, or homophobic. Some fans also try to dictate what their favorite celebrities do. There was an angry reaction for some fans after Jungkook from BTS got tattoos, including the name of the band's ARMY fandom across his knuckles. Others went as far as copying them. More thoughtful fans expressed their appreciation for his tattoos as a way of him expressing himself. Jungkook has not publicly commented on the backlash to his tattoos, but did briefly respond to a positive comment in a YouTube livestream, thanking a fan for saying his body art was the most beautiful. K-pop stans are a force to be reckoned with and doubtlessly contribute to the industry's success. Though fan platforms can be overwhelming, they are also spaces for fans to collaborate and connect. While BTS continue to break social media records and drama continues to grow, it would be an error to underestimate the impact of K-pop fans and their power on the internet.